spanning the island to bring you the constant variety of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is Voice of Ashon's Live Sports.
Welcome back to the Voice of Ashon, everybody, and we're about to start the game. The boys' tip-off just is occurring. We have Kane DeHaan tipping against Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. Bellevue Christian wins the tip. Bellevue working with the ball here. And Skyler Skogstad takes the first shot of the game. Good shot, rebound by Vashon. And they lost the handle. Two Pirates were fighting for the ball. Skogstad got the ball back and was able to tip it in for the score. 2-0 Bellevue. Now quickly, Jude Bardot up the floor. Working against the Bellevue defense. Bellevue playing man-man defense. Rafferty Kofed Nielsen with the ball. RKN going to give it off to Jude Dardot. Dardot working around the arc against with Nolan Castro. Castro into the key. As he goes in, he's going to get fouled. And that's going to go against, I believe, Quincy Tonkins. It is against Quincy. His first foul of the game. First foul of the game. First team foul for Bellevue. Starters for Vashon are the typical starters. Sage Stromberg, Jude Dardot, Nolan Castro, Owen Coley, and Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. Vashon working with the ball after the foul that was on the floor. Jude Dardot with it goes high post to RKN, down low to Coley, knocked away by Skogstad, picked up by Mateo Abraham. Now over the 3-point shot by Andrew Nedwood. Nedwood shot goes long, rebounded by Vashon. Quickly up the floor, RKN with the ball. He's going to give it off to Nolan Castro. Castro, open three, long three, going to take it. Rims off. Skogstad on the rebound for the Vikings. Going to give it off to Tonkin. Tonkin quickly up the floor to DeHaan. DeHaan working with it to Skogstad, high post. Skogstad gets it back, tried to get it to DeHaan, going baseline. And now Skogstad, with a bad pass, throws it out of bounds. That's going to go over to the Pirates. Good defense by the Pirates there in their 2-3 zone, not giving Bellevue any room. Now long pass up the floor, headed for Owen Coley. And as the ball comes down to Coley, looks like a football play as Mateo Abraham was there, and Coley went up to get the ball, and Abraham went up at the same time, and Abraham's head knocked it out of bounds, out of Coley's hands. Yeah, Jude Dardot taking it out of bounds for the Pirates. Long inlet to Stromberg. Stromberg's going to kind of slow it down and reset the offense here. Bellevue drops into 2-3 zone. Over to Castro. Dardot gives it right back to Castro. Nolan with the ball going to high post to Coley. Coley with spin move in the key. Goes up. Leaves it a little bit short. Skogstad on the rebound for the Vikings. Takes it all the way down, takes it in, but misses the lay-in. But for his effort, he got fouled and going to go to the line for two free throws. And that is going to go against RKN, Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. Need to keep him out of foul trouble. As Rafferty fouled out of last game, and they need him. He's a Pirate big man. Now, Skogstad made both of his free throws. Jude Dardot goes baseline, up and under on the reverse lay-in, but misses. Rebound, Vikings. Vikings working with the ball, and now we've got Tyler Skogstad with a three, just like his sister in the earlier game. Both good three-point shooters, obviously. Now we're going to get a timeout on the floor taken by Ben Larson. This could be a 30-second timeout with the Bellevue Christian up 7-0 early. All points being scored by Tyler Skogstad, sophomore guard at 6'3". The other starters for Bellevue are Caden DeHaan, Quincy Tonkin, Mateo Abraham, Andrew Nedwood, and Tyler Skogstad. So, got the buzzer to signal both teams need to come back out on the floor, and referees are going into the huddles to make sure that they are coming out. Vachon will have the possession. Jude Dardot to do the honors from the far sideline. Got the Pirate Band here now for the second game of the night. They played the anthem, did an awesome job. So good job, Pirate Band. Owen Coley with the ball, kicked over to Dardot. Dardot had an open three for a moment, but doesn't take it. Just got to say Stromberg. Stromberg trying to get some steam into the key. Gets it down to the short corner to RKN. But Rafferty can't do anything with it, so now back to Dardot. He gets a shot from the far corner. He misses. Rafferty on the rebound for Vachon. As he goes back up with it, he gets held by Kyler Skogstad. So that's Skogstad's first foul of the game. Second team foul for Bellevue. 5:10 to go in the quarter. Vachon hasn't scored yet until now when RKN hits the first of his two free throws. Rafferty gets the ball back, takes the second one, hits that one as well, giving the Pirates two. Now we're getting a full backcourt pressure by Vachon. Abraham and Tonkin in the backcourt trying to get the ball up, and as we get a whistle on the floor, the ball was knocked out of bounds by Vachon on a pass. Abraham inbounds to Tonkin. Tonkin with the ball, looking high post to Skogstad, kicks it over to Tonkin. That was Nedwid. Nedwid took a three, misses everything, goes out of bounds on the backside, and stays with Vachon. Vikings will pull backcourt pressure on the Pirates now. RKN with the ball, trying to get out of trouble, gets over to Jude Dardot. Dardot into the cross the timeline into front court. Jude working with it, gives it over to Rafferty. Rafferty all by himself out on the wing. Bellevue leaves him there, takes the three, misses it. Skogstad on the rebound for the Vikings. Long pass up the floor, intended for Nedwid, but leads him a little bit too far, and the ball goes out of bounds. Quickly, we get Braxton McKenzie into the game, and Nedwid out for Bellevue. Coach didn't like that last pass or the reception, not really sure. Now Vachon with the ball, working against Duncan. Nolan Castro quickly up the floor, goes down to the floor, and ball is knocked away by Skogstad, out of bounds. As Castro is flying at the floor, tried to split Bellevue defense, trips and goes down, no foul called, but almost lost the handle, but Vachon gets it back. Now, say Stromberg, after the inlet, comes down, and Stromberg goes up and over, but there's going to be a foul on the floor, and that's going to go against Braxton McKenzie, who just entered the game for the Vikings. Third team foul on Bellevue. 2-7 is the score, 4:22 to go in the first quarter. Now, Owen Coley on the inlet pass is right under the basket, lost the handle for a moment, but was able to get it back, and with his back to the defense, spun around and put a shot up and over the Vikings. Now, Kyler Skogstad with a three, misses, rebound on the backside by Tonkin. Over to Abraham. Abraham's going to kind of settle things down, slow down the offense for a moment, give it to McKenzie. DeHaan and Tonkin working with the ball, and now we're going to get McKenzie taking a three from the far corner, and that must be why he's in there. The freshman guard just put in a three, only listed at 5'9", not sure he's that, but obviously a good shooter. Now to see Stromberg quickly up the floor. Stromberg goes into the teeth of the Bellevue defense, throws up a shot, fortunately gets fouled on the way in, and that foul is going against McKenzie. So that's the freshman's second foul of the game, and that'll put Stromberg on the line for two free throws. Score is 4-10. Vachon down 6. Now down 5 as the ball landed on the back of the rim, kind of rolled around the rim before finally dropping through. Bellevue gets Brett Henry into the game, and Quincy Tonkin will sit down. Check that. That wasn't Tonkin. DeHaan sat there. Vikings working with the ball. Going into Skogstad. Skogstad working against Stromberg. Dribbles into the key. Goes up and over Stromberg and able to float one in. 12-5 Bellevue. Nolan Castro with the ball. Quickly up the floor with it. Castro is super fast. Hard to keep up with him. But gives it off to Sage Stromberg, over to RKN. RKN with another three. Long kick off the back iron. Rebounded by Sage Stromberg. And as Stromberg and Tonkin go for the ball as it was going out of bounds, Stromberg hit it last, and it's going to Bellevue. Now, a little backcourt pressure by Vashon Castro out of the game. We're going to get Oliver Bresnik in for the Pirates. Bresnik brings a lot of energy to the floor. Now Skoggs out in the front court with the ball. A little hesitation, but he's trying to get the baseline, but Stromberg won't give it to him. Over to Brett Henry. Brett Henry hits a three from the far corner. Vashon down 10. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Sage Stromberg with the ball. Long pass over to Jude Dardot. Dardot is going to take three. He misses that side, but fortunately Oliver Bresnik there to collect it for Vashon. RKN with the ball. Needs a little bit of help. Not finding it. Now finds it in Stromberg, who's cutting to the basket. As Stromberg goes to the basket, he gets tied up by Kyler Skogstad. That's a jump ball, and the possession arrow favors the Pirates. So we'll stay with Vashon. Pirates need a score here on this. On the inlet, they find Owen Coley. Coley from the free throw line, able to score two. Henry into Tonkin. Tonkin, backcourt pressure from Bresnik and Stromberg. Over to Skogstad. Skogstad's going to bring it into front court, and we're going to have foul going against Oliver Bresnik because he was pushing off on Skogstad as Skogstad went through the key or went through the timeline in the front court. Now we're going to get DeHaan off and Kine Cameron in. Cameron into the game. Sophomore guard. Kyler Skogstad got the ball working against him. Now he's going to get try and go down the key, and as he tried to get the seam of the key and get the open basket, lost the handle, but it was last touched by RKN for the Pirates, so stays with Bellevue. Going to get Tonkin inbounding, long inlet to Skogstad. Skogstad takes it down, minute 54 to go in the quarter. Kyler with the ball, gets it off to Tonkin. Tonkin holds up the hand, calling out the play. Over to Henry. Henry, near side wing, working with it. Inside post to Skogstad. Out to Tonkin. Tonkin, the key. Now over to McKenzie. McKenzie with another three from the near corner. The freshman guard has 2 3-pointers on 2 shots. 18-7, Bellevue. St. Stromberg with the ball. Jude Dardot working with it now. Vashon looking for an open shot. RKN back to Stromberg. Far side corner. Stromberg goes baseline, kicks over to Bresnik, out to Dardot. Dardot into the key, back to RKN. They're going to give RKN that open three, and he makes him pay that time. Rafferty co-fed Nielsen with a three from the far wing. 101 to go. Pirates on eight. Now a steal by Owen Coley, and Coley, he goes in a little out of control. Brett Henry takes the charge from Owen Coley, so that's Coley's first foul of the game. That was unfortunate because Coley had stolen the ball, tried to go into the key, get a little bit out of control, and so benefits Bellevue. Now, backcourt pressure by the Pirates. Brett Henry, where the ball gets over to McKenzie. McKenzie down to Cameron for Bellevue. And as Brett Henry gets the ball back from Cameron, he goes into the key and shuffles his feet as he came to a stop that's called for traveling. Vashon inbounds it. RKN with the ball, looking for a little help. Finds it, Oliver Bresnik. Bresnik's going to get it into front court for Vashon. Give it off to Jude Dardot. Dardot working with it. Dardot down the right seam of the key, up off the glass, and able to score as he floats one in. Nice touch going up over a couple of Vikings on that one. So 20 seconds left in the quarter. Skogstad pass up the floor to McKenzie. McKenzie is going to give it back to Skogstad. Shot clock is off. Bellevue working for one last shot as 10 seconds are on the game clock. Tonkin with the ball working against Bresnik now, trying to get the team over to Henry. Henry takes a three from the far corner, misses, rebound Dardot, and Dardot keeps the Bellevue from scoring any more points in the first quarter. But as we end the first quarter, Vashon with a little bit of a comeback, down only 6, 12-18. They were down most 10 at one time. And Pirates started the game a little bit cold, but Rafferty co-fed Nielsen finally got him going with a three-pointer, and Jude Dardot with a nice drive to the hoop and a little floating shot over the defense, able to bring the Pirates within six. So with that, we're glad you're all listening to the Voice of Vashon on 101.9 FM or worldwide on the web at www.voiceofvashon.org. We have Garrett in the production booth keeping us on the air for this game. Thanks, Garrett, for being there. Dan Schuler was earlier for the girls' game. And the Voice of Vashon gets all the Pirate sports on the air. So thanks to the Voice of Vashon and all they do for our community and bringing the Pirates into your home. So with that, we're going to start the second quarter. I believe Vashon is going to start with Bellevue. Referee indicates will start with the ball. So Vashon will drop back into their 2-3 zone. Resnick, Stromberg, Dardot, Rafferty co-fed Nielsen, and Owen Coley on the floor for the Pirates. Got Skogstad, McKenzie, and Skogstad trying to find a shot now. Gets out to McKenzie. McKenzie leaves his three-pointer a little bit short. But that was Kyan Cameron on the rebound and putback for Bellevue. So Bellevue with an eight-point lead now. Vashon working with the ball. Owen Coley working on McKenzie. Coley into the key. Over to open Jude Dardot. Dardot three. Rims off. Skogstad on the rebound for the Vikings, bringing the ball up the floor himself, going to take it all the way down, and as he goes in, should have been called for traveling, doesn't get called, misses the shot, Pirates on the rebound. Oliver Resnick going to get it off to Sage Stromberg, near side wing, down low to RK with another three, a little bit short, picked up by Skogstad. Skogstad goes around the back, and as he tries to get into front court, he loses his footing, slips and falls, ball goes out of bounds. We're going to have to get a towel on the floor for, as Skogstad was down. Coach for Bellevue, Sean Skogstad, is saying that maybe the floor was a little bit slick in that spot, and they're trying to figure out where to wipe it off, and they're getting it there. But the ball is with the Pirates. Jude Dardot will take the ball out near side wing. Dardot inbounds it to Bresnik. Bresnik with the ball, calling out the Pirate defense. Stromberg now with it, gets a little bit of instruction from Coach Larson on the wing. Now high post to RKN. Bellevue was in zone, but they're staying in zone. Bresnik with his three ball misses. Tyler Skogstad with the rebound. Long pass up the floor, intended for Andrew Nedwick. Ball goes off Nedwick's head, out of bounds. Skogstad led him a little bit too much. Dardot will inbound it now. Gets it into RKN. RKN going to bring the ball up the floor, bring it into front court himself before he finally picks up his dribble and gets it off to Jude Dardot. Dardot with McKenzie right on him. Dardot over to Bresnik, far wing, down into the short corner to RKN. Bresnik gets it back from RKN. Misses the three, but rebound by Jude Dardot. Now Coley takes the three. That's missing, but RKN saves it. Right to save Stromberg. Pirates with another possession. Good hustle by the big man. Bresnik with the ball. Far side wing. Long pass over to Dardot. Dardot open three near side wing and buries it. Nothing but net for Jude Dardot. Brings the Pirates within five. 15-20. And Braxton McKenzie with the ball. Over to Tyler Skogstad. Skogstad's going to pull up, take a three of his own, misses everything. Paul gets tipped up, almost goes in before Jude Dardot rebounds it on the backside for the Pirates. Dardot looks over to Coach Larson, gets the call. Now to Bresnik, far side wing. Out to Stromberg. Stromberg going to back away from the defender a little bit, picks up his dribble, goes high post to RKN. And RKN puts a cutting Owen Coley to the hoop. Coley had a step on everyone, but as they reach in, kept Coley from scoring, but Will Daniel gets called for the foul. Check that out. wasn't on Daniel. It was on Kyan Cameron. Coley's first free throw rattled home, dropped through. 4-point Bellevue lead, and now we're going to get a timeout taken by the Bellevue coach. Full timeout. Good comeback by the Pirates as they're slowly chipping away at a 10-point lead by the Vikings. With 5:25 to go in the second quarter, the gym's filling up, folks. Still time to get here as we've got 2.5 quarters still to play. It's going to be a good one. Pirates need this win to stay in the playoff hunt this season. It's a very good Bellevue team. Bellevue, third place in the league, right behind Seattle Christian and Annie Wright. Pirates back there, too. Still the opportunity. They have 3 league games left. 2 of them are going to be on Boys of Ashland, last game of the season, up playing East Jefferson, combination of Chimicum and Port Townsend High School. May come down to that, folks. Now we'll get Owen Coley after the timeout. Coley gets one more free throw, hit the first of his 2. 5:25 to go. Coley's shot is away, and it drops in. Nice touch by Owen. Hit all points in the rim before finally now backcourt pressure by Vashon. Stromberg on Skogstad. Skogstad gives it back to DeHaan, back in the game. DeHaan into Abraham. Abraham into front court with it. Down low, and as Abraham tries to hit a cutting Will Daniel along the baseline, ball goes out of bounds and over to Vashon. Inbounds now to Stromberg. Abraham there to meet Nedwed there to meet Stromberg in the front court. Nedwed trying to trap Stromberg, but Stromberg with a nifty dribbling, picks up his dribble, now needs some help, finds it in RKN. RKN with the ball, gives it off to Bresnik, far side wing. Bresnik with it now. Now almost stolen by DeHaan. Fortunately, Bresnik gets it back over to Stromberg. Stromberg, spin move, working against Nedwed, takes a shot. Misses, backside rebound by the Vikings. Now Skogstad's going to slow it down. Skogstad with the ball trying to get into the key, but RKN's not giving it to the spin move. A little floater, 8-footer over RKN. Just a beautiful moon ball. Nothing you can do about that, and it drops in. 5-point Bellevue lead, 4:18 to go in the quarter. Stromberg into the key, and he goes in, kind of gets hammered by DeHaan, and that should be Caden DeHaan on the foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Bellevue. First for Caden. Going to get Sage Stromberg sitting down and Nolan Castro back in the game for the Pirates. Jude Dardot will take the ball out of bounds, far side line. Inbounds to Nolan Castro. Castro into front court, working against Quincy Tonkin. Now off to Owen Coley. Coley with the ball. And Abraham on him. Coley pulls up from the elbow of the free throw line. Misses. Tyler Skogstad tracked it down. Long pass up the floor to Tonkin. Right back to Skogstad. Skogstad in front court. Going to give it over to Abraham. Abraham's going to take a 3. Rims off. Rebound Jude Dardot. Nice steal out by RKN on Skogstad. Now Jude Dardot over to Nolan Castro. Castro open 3. Corner buries it. Nolan Castro with a beautiful pass from Jude Dardot, had nothing but time to take his shot, and he buries it. Tonkin working with the ball, gets off Skogstad in front court. Skogstad gives it back down low to Nedwed. Nedwed gives it Skogstad on the low block, working against RKN. RKN arm straight up, gives it nothing. Now gets it to Abraham. Abraham misses the 3-pointer rebound. Owen Coley. Coley with a bit of fancy dribbling to get out of the trouble. Abraham meets him at the halfway mark. Coley into front court. Crosses over, loses the handle. Abraham comes up with it. And as Abraham went to the floor, he corralled the ball, but he slid across the floor. And they call him for traveling. So that, Coach Skogstad did not like that call. But should be the right call. If you have possession and you're sliding across the floor, typically they will call traveling. Now, Vashon, Dardot inbounds to Castro. Nolan with the ball. 2-point Bellevue lead. And, wow, Stromberg has the ball go through his hands, but fortunately Gardeau was there to save him. Gardeau gets it back to Stromberg just before it goes out of bounds. Now Stromberg working with the ball, crossing over his dribble, trying to get into the key, trips, maintains the dribble, and then Stromberg, out of control, makes a bad pass, throws it out of bounds. No one was there for Vachon. So it goes over to the Vikings. Vachon needs quality possessions. Now, Abraham brings the ball in the front court, gives it off to Skogstad. Skogstad gives it to Tonkin. Tonkin calls out the play, play number one. Over to Abraham, near side wing, going high, posted to DeHaan. DeHaan gives it back to Abraham. Abraham into the key. Can't get a shot off. Gives it to Skogstad. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Over to DeHaan. DeHaan's going to take a three from the far corner and rebound. Jude Dardeau. Dardeau up against Abraham. Quickly up the floor. Going to get taken all the way down. He takes it down. He ties the score with a lay-in. Gets the and one. As Tonkin was racing up behind him, he tried to knock the ball away, but only fouls him. So Jude Dardeau with the opportunity to put the Pirates in the lead for the first time this game. That foul was not on Tonkin. It was on Mateo Abraham. Dardeau's free throw rimmed halfway down and out, so we have a tie game with a minute 57 to go in the half. Tonkin brings the ball into front court for the Vikings. Calling out the play. Trying to push DeHaan back down into the corner, give him a little bit of room. DeHaan into the corner, goes into the post to Skogstad. Skogstad, reverse move, up off the glass, misses. Jude Dardeau on the rebound for Vachon. Dardeau getting instructions from the sideline from Coach Ben Larson. Over to Stromberg. Stromberg, far side wing, going to give it back to Castro. Castro working against Abraham. Castro into the key, floats the ball up there, misses. Abraham on the rebound for Bellevue. Now Kyler Skogstad is going to try and take it all the way down as he goes into the key. Passed it out to Andrew Nedwood, but he was fouled first on the floor by Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. That's Nielsen's second foul of the game. Can't get him in foul trouble. And now Pirates weren't ready for the inbound. Comes into Skogstad. Skogstad fortunately missed, got his own rebound, twisted around, tried to reverse the lay-in, missed that one before RKN finally gets the rebound. And now rebound, Stromberg and RKN miscommunicate, and RKN throws the ball out of bounds. Bellevue will inbound. Abraham with it, gets it up to Skogstad. Pirates full backcourt pressure. Over to Tonkin. Tonkin into front court. Back to DeHaan. DeHaan with a ball fake on Dardeau. Dribbles to the key. And as he goes in, he gets fouled by Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. And so Caden DeHaan going to the line for two free throws with 47 seconds to go. Can't happen. This is what happened last game. RKN had two fouls within about 30 seconds. Giving him three before halftime, and that's what happens again. And now we're going to get Rafferty Kofed Nielsen coming in and out, and Oliver Bresnik in. DeHaan missed the first of his two free throws, gets the ball back, lining up the second ball is away, hits that one, giving Bellevue a one-point lead. Got Weber in the game for Vachon now, and now ball knocked away by Abraham, picked up by Tonkin, over to Skogstad. Skogstad's going to take a three, and she hits the three, giving Bellevue a four-point lead with 30 seconds to go. Bresnik with the ball over to Dardeau. Dardeau into front court, met there by the Bellevue defense, gets it off Stromberg. 20 seconds to go. Stromberg now, ball is loose, and we're going to get a foul on DeHaan as the Bellevue defense, Tonkin and DeHaan, were getting very aggressive on Sage Stromberg. The ball got knocked away back into backcourt. Stromberg went to get it, but DeHaan fouled him as he went after it. 16 seconds to go on the game clock. Shot clock is off. Bellevue up by 4 points. Long pass up the floor to Owen Coley. Coley goes in against Abraham, and he ball fakes on Abraham. Owen Coley on the skin move, scores. Abraham is up in the air, reaches back, fouls Coley. So this puts Owen on the line with the and one. Pirates down two, have the ability to cut it to one with 11.3 seconds to go in the half. Owen Coley shot now, and Owen buries it. Vikings, one-point lead. They'll probably work for one last shot. I would imagine they'll try and get it to Skogstad for a three. Tonkin with the ball in front court. 5 seconds over to Skogstad. Skogstad's going to pull up, take the three. Falls down, trying to sell the foul. Missed the shot, and as time runs out, both teams go into the locker room. Bashon down 1 point as we go into the halftime. Pretty good second quarter by the Pirates. The first quarter, the Pirates were down about 8 to end the quarter, but slowly fought their way back. So at the half, down 1. Pirates are going to have to come out and play some good quality possessions in the second half. Can't have people out of control, not knowing where they're at, and then trying to find a teammate when they're up in the air. A little bit of the bane of Vashon, but if they have quality possessions, they have the athletes and they have the shooters to find the open man and make the shot, get it in there. So with that, folks, want to thank Garrett for being in the booth, keeping us on the air. Thank Voice of Vashon for bringing you all Pirate Sports. You can listen to the Voice of Vashon at thevoiceofvashon.org. That's www, World Wide Web first. And then if you're on Vashon 101.9 on the FM dial. And with that, folks, I think we're going to take a timeout and appreciate you all being here. Go Pirates. Welcome back, Vashon, to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball as we're about to start the second half of the game. I'm John Yates. I'll be bringing you all the action. And Vashon is down 1 as we start the third quarter, 25-26. Scoring in the first half of the game was Nolan Castro with 3. Big 3-pointer by the senior guard. Owen Coley has 9. Jude Dardot, 7. Rafferty Kofed Nielsen, 5. And Sage Schromberg, 1. Now, RKN, Kofed Nielsen, he's got 3 fouls. And last game, he fouled out. Vashon really needs him there. He's the guy who brings the hype. He has a lot of rebounding and has the ability for putbacks on the offensive end of things. So Vashon does start with the ball as we begin the third quarter. Castro with it. Far side wing looking high post to RKN, but nothing there. Over to Stromberg. Stromberg now going to give it back to Castro. Castro, ball fake down to Coley in the corner, but gives it back to Stromberg down. Castro, open three, he's going to take it, balls away, misses everything, goes off Tonkin, out of bounds, and over to the Pirates. So that was a fortunate break. Shot clock is still 7, though, because the ball did not hit the rim or the net, so hopefully the Pirates know this. They're going to have to get a shot off quickly. 5 seconds. 4. Now Stromberg is going to take a 3. And in and out, rebound to Hahn for Bellevue. Gives it off to Skogstad. Skogstad over to Abraham. Abraham, far side wing, working against Jude Dardot. Has to give it to Tonkin out high. Skogstad with it. Ball fake into the key, but nothing there. He's going to pull up, pick a shot from the elbow, and rattles it home. Good shot over some good defense. Nolan Castro with the ball. He's going to give it to Stromberg. Stromberg into front court. Long pass up the floor to Dardot. Dangerous pass, but fortunately Jude was there. Back to Sage. Sage with it. Far side wing. Down low to Coley. Long pass over to Castro. Nolan back to Stromberg. Stromberg's going to have an open three. He takes it. Sage Stromberg gives the Pirates a tie game. It's going to be 28-28. Scoreboard was wrong for a moment, but they got it corrected now. Tonkin into front court with the ball over to Nedwid. Nedwid to Abraham. Abraham working against Coley into the key. Turnaround jumper from the elbow of the free throw line. Misses everything. Pirates just allow it to bounce out of bounds. So they will inbound Jude Dardot, gives some backcourt pressure from DeHaan from Bellevue. Stromberg with it, gives it off to Castro, gets it right back. Now, pass into the middle into RKM. Pirates in front court with the ball. Sage Stromberg, now he's going to take another three, and Stromberg rattles another three home. So Sage Stromber with two threes in the last 30 seconds gets hired to three-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tonkin working with the ball. Over to Abraham. Abraham ball fakes on Dardot, but Dardot doesn't bite. Down low in the post to Skogstad. Skogstad working against Castro with a good physical move from the low post. Spin move makes the shot. 31-30 Pirates. Nolan Castro with the ball, going to dribble down to the corner and give it off to Dardot. Fakes, goes into the key, gives the ball to Castro. And, wow, Tonkin, after the missed shot, throws Dardot to the floor and no fouls called. Now Tonkin takes a three and he hits it. Quincy Tonkin getting away with one and then scoring, giving Bellevue a 2-point lead, 33-31. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Coley now into Dardot, a little bit too hard. Goes to Dardot's hands, picked up by Nedwid, up to Tonkin, or Skogstad. We're going to get a foul on the floor before Skogstad scored, and that's going to go against Nolan Castro. So Kyler Skogstad is going to take the ball out of bounds. Now check that. Tonkin will take it out. He'll get it into DeHaan, over to Abraham. Down low to Skogstad. Back out to Nedwid, into a cutting to DeHaan, and the ball comes into DeHaan, knocked away by Owen Coley, and out of bounds. So stays with Bellevue. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Tonkin will inbound. Looking for someone to inbound to. Finally finds the inlet to Nedwid. Back to Tonkin. Tonkin takes the three, misses that one, misses everything that time from the corner. Dardot on the rebound. Dardot picked up the floor, and Dardot is going to be fouled by Skogstad on the floor as Skogstad was riding him all the way up the court. So both teams have one team foul for the quarter. That is Kyler Skogstad's second personal foul. 4:41 to go in the third quarter. Vashon down 2 points. 31-33. Sage Stromberg working against Nedwid. Over to Dardot. Dardot looking down low to Rappaport Nielsen, knocked away by Skogstad. And Sage Stromberg there. And it's Stromberg fighting DeHaan for the rebound. Kind of mugged DeHaan and gets called for the foul. The easy call for the officials on that one. 4:25. That's Stromberg's first foul of the game. Second team foul. Tonkin brings the ball into front court. Bounce pass to Abraham. Near the elbows. Hits a cutting Kyler Skogstad. Skogstad, and the ball rims off. But DeHaan's there for the rebound. As DeHaan goes up, he gets fouled. RKN was in there. Hopefully that's not going to go against. It is not. It's going to go against Nolan Castro. That is Nolan's second foul of the game, third team foul. Caden Hahn going to the line for two free throws. The left-hander first one is up and in. Now we get Oliver Bresnik into the game and RKN sitting down. Jude Dardot takes the low block. And DeHaan's second free throw leaves a little bit short. Dardot on the rebound. Pirates down three. Ball comes into Bresnik into front court. Down low to Castro. Castro looks away as the ball comes in. Starts his move before he should have. And the ball goes off his hand and out of bounds. 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Vashon down three. Tonkin will bring it into front court. Looking high post to Abraham, but gives it up to DeHaan instead. Tonkin, now Abraham gets it. Abraham looking down low for a cutting Skogstad, but nothing there. Gives it off to DeHaan. Now DeHaan totally does a nice move. Skogstad, beautiful fake on Castro, had an open lane to the basket, gets the pass, and now Skogstad makes the steal. Skogstad quickly up the floor. Over to Tonkin, and then Tonkin scores. So quickly, Bellevue goes up by 7, 38-31. Ben Larson, seen enough, just calls the timeout. So we're going to get full timeout taken by Coach Ben Larson as the Pirates sort of losing their man on defense as Bellevue had some nice cuts to the basket. And with that, the early lead going into the third quarter by Vachon is washed away as Bellevue basically scored about 10 unanswered points. Scoring first half, I think I started to say Nolan Castro had 3, Owen Coley had 9, Jude Dardot 7, Rafferty Kofed Nielsen 5, Sage Stromberg 1. Stromberg has 2 threes to start the third quarter, and that is the only scoring for the Pirates. You get the buzzer, signaling the end of the timeout. Both teams come back out on the floor. Bellevue is going to bring out Skogstad, Abraham, Tonkin, DeHaan, and Nedwig. Vachon will bring out Castro, Coley, RKN, Stromberg, and Bresnik. Vachon will have the ball. Oliver Bresnik to inbound. Full backcourt pressure by the Vikings. And Bresnik runs the baseline, finds RKN. RKN, Castro. Castro has the ball come loose, picked up by Nedwood. Over to Tonkin. Tonkin in the front court with it now. Going to give it to Abraham. Abraham, bad pass, but saved by Tonkin. Wow, good effort by Tonkin to get to that ball and save before it went out of bounds. Over to Abraham. Abraham near side wing to DeHaan out high. DeHaan into the key. He's going to find Nedwood down low to Skogstad in the block. Skogstad takes a shot over RKN, able to score from about 10 feet out on a nice loading jumper. Castro with the ball, going to bring it up into front court, into trap two players, and now ball comes loose. Two aggressive hands picked up by Skogstad. Skogstad takes it all the way down and able to score easily. Bellevue, 11-point lead, 2:30 to go in the... Now Coley has it go off his hand. Abraham gets the ball off the floor. Pirates really pushing a little bit too hard, making bad passes at the moment, and poor offensive decisions. Bellevue, the beneficiary of a lot of loose balls by the Pirates, and able to score easily on errant passes and balls that come loose, passes up the floor. So, and that is why Bellevue was able to open up a 11-point lead on Vachon. 2:28 to go in the third quarter. Pirates, if they can get their offense back in gear, should be able to get back at this one. They have some good three-point shooters in Stromberg, Coley, Dardot, and Castro, with RKN actually adding one himself this game. Typically more of an inside player. After timeout, Pirates come out. Tonkin with the ball. Bellevue has it. DeHaan with it at the high post, looking to give it back to Tonkin. Was never looking facing the basket at all. Now comes down to DeHaan, down into the low block. Working against RKN. DeHaan with a turnaround jumper. Misses. Dardot on the rebound for Vachon. Off to Stromberg. Stromberg in front court, met by Nedwood. Now the trap coming between Nedwood and DeHaan. But the ball comes through, and Stromberg gets the basket, misses the lay-in, rebound by Bellevue. Now Tonkin to the hoop. He misses. RKN on the rebound. Plays getting a little bit ragged here. Dardot brings it in the front court. Jude with the ball. Calls out a little bit of help. Gets it from Coley. And now we're going to have a foul on Abraham. He tried to intercept the ball, but was just a little bit late getting there. Owen Coley able to save it. Minute 39 to go in the third quarter. Get Abraham and Nedwood off. Going to get McKenzie and Brett Henry in the game for Bellevue. Skogstad, DeHaan, and Tonkin still in. Coley with the ball. Coley down the seam of the key, up off the glass, able to score. Beautiful running lay-in by Owen Coley. Long pass up the board, Skogstad over to McKenzie. McKenzie, they know about the freshman now because he can shoot it. Up to Tonkin. Tonkin high post to DeHaan over to Skogstad. Skogstad takes the three, and Kyler Skogstad, nothing but net on the three. 45-33. Oliver Bresnik gets the ball up the floor, gives it off to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg working against McKenzie. Gives it to Coley. Coley with the ball over to Stromberg. Sage, nowhere to go, gets it back to Owen. Owen, 10 seconds on the shot clock, working against Henry. Ball fake, pulls up, takes a three, rims off to Hahn on the rebound. Gets Tonkin, Tonkin, pass up the floor to Henry, gets it right back. Over to Skogstad, the sophomore guard, into the key, up off the glass, leaves a little bit short. Rebound, RKN for Vashon. Coley with the ball now. Owen pulls up short. 20 seconds on the shot clock. About 18 on the game clock. Owen into the key. Puts English on the ball. Up off the glass, but a little bit short. Rebound, Bellevue. Skogstad with it. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock is off. Tyler Skogstad with the ball. Trying to get into the key. Pulls back over to McKenzie. McKenzie, wild three-pointer, almost hits it, but hits the back iron and kicks out. So, as we go into the fourth quarter, Pirates scored 8 points in that quarter, but unfortunately, Bellevue scored 19. Not a good quarter for Vashon. So, we go into the fourth. Vashon's down 12, but if they can get the three-point shooters going and work for good quality open shots, then they can come back. They've been playing good defense on Bellevue. They need to stop Kyler Skogstad. Sophomore guard is obviously an excellent basketball player, coached by his dad, and his sister was the star point guard for the girls' team. She hit multiple threes. So as we wind down the third quarter break, we're moving into the fourth quarter, and Pirates have the ball. Bellevue's going to come out with Kyan Cameron, Brett Henry, Brax McKenzie, Kyler Skogstad, and Quincy Tonkin. Vashon's going to come out with Jude Dardot, Sage Stromberg, Oliver Bresnik, Rafferty Kofed Nielsen, and Owen Coley. Bellevue starts with the ball. So thought it was Vashon, but it is the Vikings. McKenzie with the ball. Going to get it off to Skogstad. Skogstad working against Coley. Into the key. Turn around, pulls up the jumper. And ball high off the rim, touches the glass and drops through the hoop. 14-point Bellevue lead. Bresnik with the ball. Pass up the floor to RKN, but Brett Henry almost intercepted it. Fortunately, he did not. Vashon working with the ball. Jude Dardot into the key, but a little bit too much defense by Brett Henry as he was bodying up Bresnik all the way through the key. And so Brett Henry will pick up his first foul of the game, first team foul of the quarter. Coley with the ball over to Jude Dardot. Dardot, ball fake. Gets the ball past to RK, and RK leaves a little bit short on the hoop. Rebound, the Vikings. Tonkin into front court now. Quincy with the ball, gets it up to Skogstad. Pass over to McKenzie, downloaded Tonkin on the block, working against Bresnik. Back to McKenzie. McKenzie gets the open three and buries it. Nothing but net. The freshman, Bretson McKenzie, that's his third three of the game. 17-point Bellevue Christian lead now. Owen Coley with the ball. Coley spin move in the key. Puts up the shot, leaves a little short, gets his own rebound. Goes out over to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg backs out. Going to get a little bit of coaching from Ben Larson on the sideline now. Sage working with the ball. And as he goes in, we're going to get a foul probably on the floor against. That's going to go against Braxton McKenzie as he tried to steal the ball, but swiped across the hand. Jude Dardot will inbound into Stromberg. Stromberg open three, misses. Skogstad on the rebound. Tonkin gets the ball, brings it up the floor. Tonkin into the key, now dribbles out of the key as he looks over to the coach for instruction. Tonkin still working with the ball. round the arc over to McKenzie. McKenzie, three ball on the way, and Braxton McKenzie hits that one. All of his threes have come from the corner now. 20-point lead for Bellevue, and that is going to be a full timeout taken by Coach Ben Larson. So it's 6:11 to go in the game. Bashon has not scored in the fourth quarter. Bellevue has already scored eight. 2 3-pointers by Braxton McKenzie. Freshman guard is obviously in there for his shooting, and when he's in there, they look to get him the ball, and he is able to produce. So, for that, get a listen to the Pirate Band. I don't know if you folks can hear it, but the Pirate Band here has been here for the second game of the night and have done a wonderful job. I don't know the band director's name, but she has got the band tight, and they are great to listen to. Always good to have the band at high school games. A lot of fun. So with that, get the buzzer signaling the end of timeout. Both teams come out on the floor. They said 6:11 to go in the game. And Pirates are going to come out with Bresnik, Dardot, Stromberg, Coley, and Kofed Nielsen. They will have the ball. Pirates looking to get it in. They get it into Bresnik. Oliver Bresnik quickly up the floor against the trap. Over to Stromberg. Breaks it. And as Stromberg tries to hit a cutting Owen Coley across the key, the ball is knocked away and out of bounds by Quincy Tonkin. Dardot. Inlet to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg three balls away. Rims off. Tracked down by Kyan Cameron. Bellevue working with the ball. Down low to Cameron. Cameron working against Bresnik in the far corner. Cameron into the key. Ball fakes up off the glass. And as he leaves it a little bit long, rims off, but he is fouled. And that foul is going to put Cameron on the line for two. And that was Oliver Bresnik's second foul of the game. First team foul for the Pirates this quarter. Cameron's first free throw is a little bit short. Now we get Nolan Castro into the game and Oliver Bresnik out. Cameron gets the ball back. And hits that one. Dardot inbounds now. Finds Nolan Castro. Tonkin there working on him. Trap is coming. Ball comes into Dardot. Another trap backside, and now ball tipped away by Stromberg, picked up by Tonkin. Tonkin has an easy lay-in as the pressure is getting to the Pirates. The midcourt trap is really hurting Bashon now, and Jude Dardot bowls his way through two Viking defenders. Almost lost the handle, but gets it back and over to Nolan Castro. Castro with it down, hits cutting Dardot, but Sogstad steps into the lane, knocks the ball away, picks up a steal. 5 minutes to go in the game. Tonkin working with it. Over to Brent Henry. Down low to McKenzie. McKenzie's going to dribble out and give it to Skogstad. Skogstad, long three. Ball halfway down. Pops out. Rebound. Jude Dardot. Dardot quickly up the floor. Into the key. Over to Rafferty. Kofed Nielsen. Nielsen, three. Left short. Rebound. Brent Henry. Skogstad will bring it into front court. Braxton McKenzie with the ball fake. Drives the baseline, kicks it out to Henry. Henry misses the three. And now we're going to have a foul on the floor, and it's going to go against Kyan Cameron as he was trying to get the ball back after the Bashon rebound. Bashon inbounds with 4:30 to go in the game. Nolan Castro with it, brings it into front court, working against Tonkin. Now, high screen coming against Tonkin for Castro, but nothing there, so pass, cross-court pass to Dardot. Dardot, near side wing, with it. Looking, gets it over to RKN, down to 5 seconds on the shot clock. Now, Nolan Castro, long three, in and out. Tonkin on the rebound, gives it to Skogstad. Skogstad bringing the ball up the floor. Kyler Bulldogs that's going to take another three. That's going to be hard off the back iron, but Brett Henry is there to rebound, and Henry, one dribble into the key, flips it up over the Vashon defense and scores. Vashon down 25 points now, 33-58, have not scored in the fourth quarter. Jude Dardot working with it over to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg against McKenzie. Now Stromberg into the key, finds Dardot under the basket. There we go. Vashon scores his first point of the fourth quarter with 4.5 minutes gone in the quarter. Finally get a bucket. Bellevue working with the ball. McKenzie, Skogstad, gives it back to McKenzie. McKenzie probably isn't going to bait Stromberg to the baseline. It gives it off to Tonkin. Tonkin drives the lane. Throws up a lay-in but misses. Rebound Vashon. Castro with the ball in front court. Going to give it to Stromberg. Sage looking for a little help after he picks up his dribble. Finds it Castro. Castro with it into the key. Up over to RKN, over to Coley. Coley open three near side wing. Misses rebound. Nolan Castro, and Castro able to give Vashon 2 points on the rebound and the putback. Nice job by Dolan. Sealing out the defender and getting the rebound. Now, Kyler Skogstad with a nice dribble into the key, lays the ball up and in. So that gives Bellevue 60 for the game, 2:18 to go. Vashon down 23. We're going to get a bunch of new players in for Bellevue. Got DeHaan, Nedwed, McKenzie, Cameron, and Devin Hodo in the game for Bellevue. Now, Owen Coley slips to the ball, picked up by Cameron. Cameron up off the glass on the reverse, left-handed lay-in, and he's able to score. Jude Dardot in the front court gives it off to Coley. Coley working against Nedwed into the key, and Owen Coley with a nifty move splitting two defenders. And a bunny hop, able to lay it in and score. Nice job by Nolan. DeHaan with the ball. DeHaan into the key, gives it to McKenzie. McKenzie working against Dardot. Now gives it back to DeHaan. DeHaan down on the low block, trying to find a place, but can't find a shot. So he gives it to Nedwed. Nedwed misses a three. Rebound by Coley. Owen Coley into the key. And a nice reverse lay-in with a little bit of English off the glass. And Owen is able to score. So good move by Owen Coley there. Now, Cameron, Kyan Cameron throws the ball out of bounds. I think he thought his teammate was going one way, but they went the opposite. And the ball goes over to Vashon on the turnover. Bellevue gets some subs into the game. Will Daniel comes in along with the player who's not on the roster. So, with 58 seconds to go, Vashon's down 21, 41-62. Pirates are going to get some subs into the game themselves. DTA Miller is coming in, along with Luis Nunez Hernandez and Gus Weber. Oliver Bresnik. There's timeout taken by one of the teams trying to, I guess, get their subs a little bit of instruction before the last minute of the game is played. Also for the Pirates, Pearson Gunther is in. Gus Weber will take the ball out on the sideline, gets it into Oliver Bresnik. Bresnik dribbles out to the far corner, gets a high screen from Luis Nunez Hernandez. Bresnik pulls up, takes a three, misses, rebound Bellevue. Bellevue in the front court, Nedwed with the ball, goes down low to Daniel. Daniel on the low block is going to give it back to DeHaan. Deadwood with a low block to Daniel. Daniel working against Luis Nunez Hernandez. And Will Daniel, with a nice spin move, able to go up over Hernandez and score. Bresnik now with 17 seconds in the game, has the ball, dribbling into the key, pulling up from the corner, gives it off to Gus Weber. Weber got the baseline, working against Nedwood. Nothing there, 7 seconds to go. Ball, errant pass, picked up by Bellevue, and as time runs out, Bellevue Christian Vikings are going to go home with a victory, 64-41 over the Pirates. So Pirates played a very good first half, but unfortunately the second half, Bellevue brought a lot of defense and Vachon struggled to score. Bellevue scored 38 points in the second half against 16 for Vachon, and that is the story of the game. So with that, folks, after a couple of games and unfortunately Pirate losses, we're going to sign off for the evening, but I appreciate Garrett being in the booth, keeping us on the air, and I appreciate Voice of Vachon bringing you all the Pirate sports. And wherever you go, just always remember, go Pirates. Thanks, everybody. Good night.